MPS is deciding whether to sell an unused building to a voucher school. St. Marcus Lutheran wants to buy the old Lee Elementary School on the Near West Side. St. Marcus says it's bursting at the seams and needs another site. It did not get its first choice, a different MPS building, because the district decided to convert it into a community center. WUWM's Marty Michelson asked several education observers, why the growing demand for St. Marcus? St. Marcus Lutheran School bills itself as a nationally recognized leader in urban education. Alan Borsuk has visited frequently. He's a senior fellow at Marquette University's law school. Borsuk says there's a waiting list to get into St. Marcus, and attendance is already high.
And it's way above what you'd expect for a school dealing with children from the high-needs homes that these kids are coming from. They're very insistent about parental involvement. It is very definitely a strongly Christian school, and there are lots of parents. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but there's clearly a lot of demand for that. And in general, they have very, very strict policies on behavior.
When it comes to student test scores, Borsuk says St. Marcus has an edge on Milwaukee's public schools. In reading, 19% of its students are proficient, compared to 16% in MPS. In math, 31% are proficient, compared to 20% in MPS. Borsuk says St. Marcus aggressively pursues alternative programs.
They also deserve credit for doing a lot of work and trying to find curriculum choices and classroom management techniques that work for them, and being flexible about that in the sense of trying something and it's not working, let's try a different reading program after a couple years, or let's switch what we're doing in science or social studies.
Yet Borsuk says one of the most influential policies St. Marcus has enacted is that it does not tolerate bad behavior. Private schools have such freedoms, according to former MPS board president Peter Blewett.
St. Marcus, if they expel a student, if a student leaves that program, they come to Milwaukee Public Schools and we deal with them. So they don't have to deal with the same problems at Milwaukee Public School that our mission is to deal with. So they're in an advantage there.
Blewett says St. Marcus can also require parental involvement, and the school is not tied to a narrow curriculum as are Milwaukee's public schools. He says when you combine all those ingredients plus a religious emphasis, he understands why enrollment is high at the private school. Blewett adds that MPS has its share of great schools, but the public generally hears only about its failings. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.